got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You know, I was reflecting this morning, like, today is Wednesday again. I'm like, what the? It's amazing that today is Wednesday again. And so I'm wondering, it just seems as though the sun is coming up and just going around the earth, coming up and going down, coming up and going down. It's mind-blowing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Am I, no biblical, I forgot about the biblical question again. What the? You got enough work to work on to help yourself anyway. If you're not using what I've already given you to use, I don't know what else you need. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is that you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show anywhere in the world, different time zones around the world. And we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white. And for the flat earther, we love the flat earthers. We are heard up and down the world for the flat earther by everybody and they mama, if you're black. And if you're white, everybody in there, mama. So you can podcast if you can't sit and watch it, but you can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour's coming up in the third hour, rebuilding the family. Bye. Rebuilding the man. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse. That is amazing. Amazing. I am doing a little reflection. I'm always trying to get an understanding. Above all, get an understanding. And so I was reflecting last night, yesterday, during the day, and I was wondering, why is it that some people can see that Donald Trump is doing the best he can and an amazing job to make America great again and to bring back jobs and shut the borders down and lock up the criminals and fight, keep the drug lords out of our country from bringing drugs in, and then try to bring peace around the world. And we have not seen anything like this in hundreds of years, where a man truly doing his best to work for the people, American people, and not against. First time in 100, 200, 300, 40 years, I have many years. And so I would wonder, why is it that some people can see that, but other people can't see it? They think that Donald Trump is doing a horrible job. They think that he is hurting America by shutting down the borders. They think that he's hurting America with tariff. And even though I don't understand tariff all the way, I'm black and slow, but I know that's supposed to be bringing back jobs and bringing money into the country. But, and bringing jobs back, and he is now gathering the illegal aliens, and all people that come into the country illegally is a criminal. And he's doing something about that, like no other president has ever done. They don't seem to see that. When the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and Big Mama Michelle was in the White House, and then Joe Biden and Jill Biden was in the White House, things were awful. I remember seeing people coming across the borders in droves from around the world, and they had no idea who they were. They gave them cell phones, and then they told them to claim asylum. Say that you are an asylum. The government, according to all the reports, and the liberal media were teaching the criminals how to deceive the American people. And then they would come in under those two people, and they would get free housings, free hotels, free food. It was a party. And the American people had to pay the price. And I remember when Obama was in the White House, there was an attack up on conservatives. With the IRS department, they didn't want to get you approved for that. They went after the Tea Party. They did all kinds of things. How come some people don't see, and then crime, they defunded the police under Biden? And I believe Barack Obama, I know that's when Black Lives Matter came about. But, and then in our country, it was just a mess, riots and everything. Why is it that some people see that, but some people don't? What is it that is blocking the mind from seeing the reality of the difference between the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and Biden, and Joe Biden, you can't hide, and President Trump? How come the obvious is not obvious to most people or some people? I was wondering that. I was also wondering, am I wondering, how come some, and it seemed like most people in this situation, why is it that most people can see what's happened with Israel and Palestine, the war that they've been having, and what they say has happened to the blacks and all that? But why is it that no one seemed to see the genocide on white people? Even white people can tell you about the Jews and Palestine and what the Jews are doing to whatever the country or whatever they say. But no one rarely sees or mentions what's happening to white people. And it's so apparent to me that whites are under attack in their own countries. And nobody seemed, well, a few people see it, but nobody really seems to see it. Why? Even white people are afraid to even say it, what's happening to the whites. Why? Why? what's wrong with the mind that as an individual that you can't see reality for yourself? I gotta have me some punchy coffee. Good. Punchy's coffee.
Amazing!
In a punchy's cup. Good. You can get it all at JLP.shop. I'm having a punchy coffee with the Halloween nighttime. Done by the Anchor Baby. But why is that? Another thing that is so interesting to me, really, this is mind-blowing. Why is it that most people don't, or all people, maybe one or two are starting to see it now, but why is it that human beings don't see? And this is happening around the world. By everybody and their mama. Really, men and women, all races. Why is it that people can't see that you are your own world? You are the world. Why is it that people can't see that you, meaning the individual, is their own world? And there's no world outside of you. It's inside of you. And then everything that is happening to you is happening in you, in your own world. But you think it's happening outside of you. Most people think it's happening outside of them, and they think somebody else is doing it to them. You made me mad. You made me glad. You made me worried. You made me afraid. You made me not afraid. You made me this. You made me that. Why do you think that you don't see that it's you, it's happening in you, in your world, inside of you, and that except for the physical attack, the psychological, emotional attack, nobody's doing that to you. It's happening in you. And that unless you conquer that world, overcome it, that you're never going to be at peace. Why can't you see that? That peace comes from within, not without. And the only way you're going to have peace in you and in the world is that you got to have it in you. You can be at perfect peace and the world around you, meaning human beings, are going crazy. And you can be at perfect peace because you have conquered the world inside of you and you are in control of your own world, the universe, in all honesty. It's all inside of you. It's not even outside. Why do you look on the outside and tremble? Why? How come you don't know that what you're seeing is in you and it's not real? It's not real. You think that it's real. You think that you have troubles. You think that you have worries. You think that you have doubts and that you're in need of something. You're just thinking that inside of you. Why don't you lay down the thinking and see what happens? Why not just do it? Why do you think that somebody else can hurt you inwardly? I'm not talking about the physical. They can't attack the physical body. And you have to watch out for that. But why do you think that Somebody can make you feel some kind of a way, whatever way that is. Why? And then you blame them, and you get mad at them. And then if you're dating or whatever, you say, stay with me, love me. I can't get enough of your love, babe. You think that they're loving you and you're loving them. It's not real. How come you can't see that it's happening in you? Why don't you overcome the world by overcoming the world in you, the darkness, the illusion? One other quick thing, I think. Maybe two, but one other real quick one. I've been doing a lot of reflection. Why don't you know? Think about this one. Smoke on this one. Why don't you know that there is no such thing as a hero? Why don't you know that? You're always looking for heroes. Didn't you know that you're my hero? You're everything I ever wanted to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Thank you. Why don't you know that there is no such thing as a hero? Yes, people make up things. Oh, you're a war vet. You got so many blue stickers, whatever they put on you. They made a statue after you, and you call that a hero. Why do you not know? You don't need any heroes. First of all, they don't exist. But when you build heroes in your mind, you're building up gods. Why don't you know that? You're building false gods. One other quick thing. I can go on and on, but I'm going to stop. Why don't you know? Think about this. Now, this is deep. Not only are you worshiping other people and calling them your God, false God, why don't you know that every time you are afraid, that you worry, that you have doubt, that you have suicidal thoughts, that you have emotional pain, that you have whatever it is. You're looking for love. You want somebody to love you. You want somebody to be friends with you. You want this. You can't live alone. You need a family. Why don't you know that every time you do that, not only do you worship other people, places, and things, you're worshiping yourself. Self-worshipping. And most human beings love self-worshipping. Poor me. I was traumatized by my mama. My daddy did me this. Poor me, my friends won't play with me. I had a guy call me up yesterday for counseling. Well, he had a counseling appointment. And he said, Jesse. I'm like, what? How come I'm so nice to everybody? I take people out, and I pay for dinner. I pay for the movie, or whatever they do. I pay for this, but then no, they don't treat me the same way. They won't play with me, but I play with them. I'm like, oh, they won't play with you? What the? Poor you. You tried to buy friendship. You tried to buy love and no one would give it back to you. What a sad way to live. Why do you always self-worship yourself? Why? If you're not worshiping somebody else, you're worshiping yourself. Poor me. And, Why? Really? Why don't you ask why? Why do I do this? Why is this happening? What is it about me I'm not seeing? People love self-worshipping. I venture to say all people does. Why? Why? One other quick why or question. Why do you think that God gonna help you whenever you're trying to help yourself? The truth, reality, God is never gonna help you as long as you lift a hand to help yourself. As long as you lift a hand to help yourself, he's not going to help you. The truth is not going to do anything for you. You can bank on that. And I'm not talking about going to work, go to work, buy your food, and when the government shut down, you don't be mad because they take your food stamp away. But why do you think that the truth is going to help you when you're trying to help yourself? It's not going to do anything for you. It's not going to touch you until you lay down your weapons, until you stop trying to help yourself at all, because there's nothing you can do about yourself. And you say, you read the Bible, Allah, Wabba Bible, the Torah, the Christian Bible, the Catholic Bible, the Jewish Bible, the Mormon Bible, and you still can't help yourself because you're trying to help yourself. The truth is only going to help you when you completely give up. When you finally say, you know what? I can't help myself. I've tried. And it ain't working. I give up. I'm not going to try to help myself again. And then the truth will kick in and take over and change your world. Change your illusionary world, your false ideas about life and about the world. It's not going to help. I don't care how you cry, how you beg, how you read the word, how you lift up holy hands, how you say Allah wa Abba, or whatever you say. It ain't going to do one thing for you. It's not, and the truth doesn't work that way. That's how you and evil works. But it's not going to help you until finally you say, no more, I give up. I've tried. And it ain't working. What is preventing you from doing that? Some of you say you want help. When did you get away from individual thinking? When I was growing up, it was more pronounced then about individual thinking, think for yourself. That's gone now. You think in groups. You think like everybody else think. You're afraid to think differently. Because that means you may have to stand alone. And because you don't understand reality, you're afraid to stand alone, not knowing that you could be standing amongst thousands and millions and you still are alone. They could be applauding you and you still alone, because as soon as the applauding fade away and that thrill of being glorified is gone, you know that you're alone. Now you got to find another thrill because you're scared now. I feel so empty now. I need to go back on stage. I need another play. Where's the crowd that make me feel good? That's what you say. Why don't you let go and let reality catch up with you. That's what the silent prayer is for, to cause you, encourage you to let go and let the spirit of truth just take over. You stop trying to save yourself psychologically and emotionally. Why not just let go? At some point, why don't you just say, you know what, this ain't working what I've been doing. And for the Christians, you don't trust God. You wouldn't trust God if he walked up to you with his mama Mary, with Jesus with his mama Mary. You wouldn't believe that is him. What a mess! When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, yeah, gonna suffer tomorrow. I tell you all the time, and I'm black and slow, give up thinking. A perfect life is a no-thinking life. A miserable life is a thinking life. God and his son Jesus did not communicate with words. Adam and his father God did not communicate with words. And you, as a son or a daughter of God, were to return to him, you will see that all words will end, and you will know without words. But no, you've been taught to think. Think about what you've done to me. Yeah, yeah, think. I need you, and you need me. Think. Well, sad, you're afraid to live. Down in Orange County, Florida, from the WESH 2 News, a man accused of trying to rape a woman while she was running on a trail in Orange County in July has been arrested. And according to the arrest report, investigators spoke with the accused man's girlfriend with whom he lived. And she said, she asked him, what really happened, honey? Well, they didn't say honey. But what really happened? The man said, I didn't try to rape the lady. I was trying to kill the lady. Watch this from WESG 2 News.
Orange County Sheriff's investigators say Jacoby Tillman attacked a woman from behind while she was running on the Little Econ Greenway near Yates Road on July 25th of this year. The victim said she went for a run alone around 8 a.m. She said once she got halfway through the run and returned to her car, she noticed an unknown man behind her. Moments later, she said he grabbed her and wrapped both arms around her neck, choking her, causing her to see stars. The report says she blacked out. And when the victim woke up, she was still face down and realized that her shorts and underwear were not on anymore. Detectives also looked at some video surveillance, time-stamped around 9:05, of a man described by one of the witnesses throwing the victim's clothes over this fence. According to the arrest report, investigators spoke with Jacoby Tillman's girlfriend, who he lived with, and she asked him what really happened. He said, I didn't rape the lady. I was trying to kill the lady. She asked him why, and he said, because I wanted to know what it was like to choke someone out. She said this was not a surprise to her, because a few weeks earlier, she and Jacoby got into an altercation where he choked her to the point where she passed out. Now, the arrest report also says that the girlfriend got a text message today by mistake from Tillman's mother, telling him to get a boarding pass from Delta Airlines to catch a flight tomorrow to Texas. Tillman is in the Orange County jail.
Oh, we love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Queen, pray back in a moment.
Prayer is working. working, and I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents, and I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Welcome back. Couple quick announcements. A brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. I had a fun conversation with Jimmy Dore. It was fun and funny, but yet serious. And Jimmy is a stand-up comedian, political commentator, and the host of the Jimmy Dore Show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So do you love God?
If a gun to my head, I would say yes.
You need a gun to your head to say that?
You already did it. You already got me quartered.
Have you ever done a show and nobody laughed?
Yes.
What'd that feel like?
Feels like just another day.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I think they should just shut up.
I do too.
This isn't the hot seat? Holy s***.
It was a fun conversation. This Friday at 11 a.m., Jimmy Dore. You can be a member of the Fallen State. Help us by becoming a member of the Fallen State. TV right there on the YouTube channel, or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And at 9 a.m. this morning and every morning, Monday through Friday, the HakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Monday through Thursday at 11 to 1, but on Friday after the fall, let's say around 12, 12:30. But Monday through Thursday, the American Anchor Baby. A lot going on. And let me just finish this soundbite with this guy that was accused of trying to rape a woman. And according to a report down there in Florida, the man said, I wasn't trying to rape her. I was trying to choke her out. What the? Which is worse, to be accused of being a rapist in jail or attempted murder, if this story is true? Which is worse? And according to WESH report, a judge has agreed to revoke bond for a man accused of trying to rape a woman on an Orange County trail. Watch this from Fox News.
I want you to listen up.
Yes, ma'am.
You got an atrocious record.
Right.
These charges are violent in nature. If I get any inkling that you have violated the conditions of pretrial release, you will be arrested on a no bond warrant. You'll be put right back in jail and you will not get out. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
It leads most reasonable people to ask the question, was the judge bound by some type of law to release this defendant?
No, Lawrence, the judge was not bound by any type of law to release him in any way. This judge can set a cash bail. This judge could have held him no bond. So he could have been kept in custody during the pendency of his case.
Amazing, huh? Mama let him out. No bonds. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And you sit back and you see, you're the ones, you're like in the audience, and you hear all the evidence. And the evidence is, allegedly, this guy tried to, as he said, according to the report, choke her out. Some people say he tried to rape her. He said choke her out. The man should go at least be held in jail until the trial. But mama let him out. And you're like, why did mama? And then now you're doubting yourself that the man did it or not. Or at least he should be in jail until the trial happened. You doubt yourself because you're not able to stand alone. Meaning that the judge was, sound like a female judge, mama, and she let the poor black guy out. And then you say, well, black people have been enslaved for so many years. They let them out. It's not fair to put the blacks in jail. You doubt yourself. If ever I needed you, Lord, or we needed you, we need you now. Amazing, huh? She's like, oh, no, Bill, you gotta. And the boy's like, you gonna let me out? What the? You mean I ain't gotta have no bill? You about to still let me out? Don't tell daddy mama is letting you out, all right? But don't let daddy know about it. Oh, you know how your daddy is. Your daddy wants you to go to jail. That's how they do with Trump. Trump is doing, sending the illegals back, rounding them up. Because anyone that crossed the border illegally is an illegal alien, right? And daddy is rounding them up, and mama mad. And so mama go out and protest. You bring the kid, all the kids with her. Because dad is too hard on the people. And you take mama's side because it seemed easier, but you're not knowing that you've been set up to have a miserable life. What a mess! Let me go to California and talk to Mimi. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
No woman is good. All is well.
You're right. All is well with me. You know, I thought you were asking the question, but it's interesting because you already answered it. So, yeah, I guess this is just a good morning call.
Meaning what? What question?
So you asked the question about, you know, the how come people can't see, you know, kind of what Trump is doing. And what is it that they're looking at? And, you know, I was going to get my best shot and say that there is an identity with the group of people thinking that they can be helpers and heroes. So it's funny because you already answered it. I'm sure you already knew you were going to do that. But, you know, it's funny because I was watching your interview with the woman that had written the article that said that Trump's ship was sinking. And I realized that there's a lot of talk, especially when trying to justify some of the actions against the country. There's a lot of talk about the group. And I get it. We're all Americans. But I think that there is the inability, and you said this already, but to stand alone. I think that if you're going to make broad statements, the best statement would be to kind of call people to think for themselves and to answer some hard questions. And I don't think that that's what's happening. I think that it's easy to get people to kind of be riled up in their emotions so that you don't think. Well, but you don't. Never mind. I'm going down a road that I shouldn't be, because thinking is not necessary. But I think, I don't know where I'm going with this. thinking will be a mess.
I think that is so interesting that you have like two examples right in front of you. You had Barack Obama and Joe Biden for years, and things got really bad in America. Illegals coming across the border, like 90 going north. They gave them cell phones. They brought in drugs. Everybody and their mama were getting high off fentanyl, dying, and all kind of stuff. Trump come, and that went on for years. And some of the people were like, help, 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 we're sinking. But mama would not help. And then they finally get Donald Trump, the great white hope. And Donald Trump said, okay, I'll clean up the mess. I'll shut down the border. I'll put a wall around your house so the illegals can't come in. I will arrest the illegals and send them back. I will bring back jobs. And the people are like, no, that's not really happening. That's not this. I'm like, how can y'all don't see the difference? Why can't they see the difference? It doesn't make sense to me. Something that's so apparent is not apparent to a lot of people.
Well, but I think that, you know, I know that there's different immigrants, but I think that the bigger, there's an issue on certain borders than others, and especially the border here in California. I think that people are believing that, you know, illegal aliens that are coming in from Mexico are will do the jobs that nobody wants to do, and there's all these
but the arguments people don't believe that. They don't. I don't know how they can believe that, because if you, let's say, keep the illegal out, that means that when you hire someone to do the field work or whatever, foreman work, you're going to make more money because they're going to pay you more because cheap labor is no longer around, right? Everything would change for the best. So I don't know how they fall for that either. Hello? Mimi?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I was answering the question. I was talking, and you.
Well, but you, I you think know, your phone hit mute or something because you fade out there for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I wanted to say is that it's a dangerous road to travel down to have this indictment against America with the illusion that there is a utopian country, like that there is a country where everything is perfect and everyone is happy. Like you say, California is the one that is, I mean, California, United States is kind of the closest country you can get to heaven on this. I mean, the greatest country that you can get to on this side of heaven. But this indictment against America, where everybody is just taking all of the ill wills that have happened in this country as it was a new nation, as if there was somewhere else that someone can go. I heard someone say that, you know, I'm just go to Thailand. And I'm like, you know what? First of all, you're black. And if too many black people start going out to Thailand, they will shut their borders. One thing that they don't understand also is that there is no country that has these open border policies. None of them, even the crazy ones that, you know, the ones that seem like they need more people in their economy, like, you know, some of the Latin American countries, you just can't just plop down there and just live there if you want to.
It seems as though only the European countries allow that. They just open up their borders and let anybody in. And they're the one that suffer because they let all these people in.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's one of the things that you talk about, and that, you know, once you start to search from within, you start to realize the truth without, you know, like I always say to you, Jesse, you're amazing, but without Jesse Lee Peterson, you can still arrive at the truth. The only thing that you have to do is to search from within.
Yep.
And if you do that, you can find the answers because God loves us enough to give them to us. It doesn't really require any man other than Jesus Christ that walked the earth that continues to live in us. But
when you look within, though, you can't look within and then answer the questions yourself. you have to look within and completely let go. There's nothing you can do about it. But let me, I want you to help poor Tony out. Tony from California is on the line, and he's saying that Trump is doing a terrible job. Can you help Tony?
You know,
Hold on, let me get him. Hold on.
Okay.
Tony from California, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How the heck are you, brother?
Tony, you're on with Mimi as well. Go ahead.
Good morning, Miss Mimi. I was talking about, y'all call him the Great White Hope.
Some people call him amazing. The wind and the sea obey him. Some people call him daddy. Some people call him king. I call him the Great White Hope, Donald Trump.
Well, the thing is, I call him the Great Destroyer. He's destroying this country each and every day he sits in that White House.
And give me, because of time, give me two examples of how he is destroying the country.
Well, look at the job situation. Look at the
what's the job situation?
We losing jobs each and every day.
How are you losing jobs?
Where have we in the history?
Tony, how are you losing jobs?
Because you're getting 17,000 jobs a month. That's it.
How many should we get a month?
And when Biden and Obama was in office, we was getting like 180 to 250,000 jobs per month.
That's because nobody was working,
Obama had the greatest.
Tony, I'm going to let you go,
Tony. You don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear the truth.
Tony, I want Mimi to respond to you. Give me another example.
Can you hear me?
Give me another example, and then I let Mimi respond to you. Give me another example of how Trump is destroying America.
Because he got rid of all the Mexicans. Because they were building America. They were kept the fields and crops and the farmers going. Ask the farmers what they're doing today. They are begging for a bailout.
So, Mimi, how do you respond to Tony?
You will give $4 million, Tony. Come on.
But first of all, Tony, it's mighty early for you to be so revved up. I mean, I want
to
drink. I love Punchy's coffee, but I want the coffee that you're drinking.
Hold on, Tony.
No, the only thing I'm going to say to you is that do you ever just stop to ask yourself, do you really even care about the stuff that you're talking about? How do you care about unemployment of all of these people when you don't know all these people? And most of them are American citizens, and a large portion of them are white. And according to your actions and this way that you speak, you don't even like white people. So why would you care if they become unemployed? What we fail to realize, and I can tell that you're black, I don't know that the question has been ever answered as to whether or not you were black, but I know that you're black. But here's the thing. I think that black people want to believe that we are the majority in this country, and we're not. The number is really low. Believe it or not, whether people want to realize it or not, this is a predominantly white country because white people founded this country. And that's one of the things that you're going to have, a tough pill that you would have to swallow in order for you to actually make some sense out of some of the things that you're saying. You can laugh but the things are true.
Tony, hold on, Tony, so you can hear her. You can't hear as it is.
I hear every lie coming out of my mouth.
Let her finish so I can let bye, Tony. I had to let Tony go. He's never going to have a sober discussion with him. He's making all that fake laughter, but he's gone. Mimi.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask, because of time, are you completely giving up trying to save yourself?
Every single day. I die daily.
Right on. Amazing. Well, I appreciate your call, your input. I was trying to let you have a conversation with Tony, but that's impossible.
We are all given an amazing gift when we get the opportunity to work on ourselves.
And I am just blessed that I found it. As much as I didn't care to be in Los Angeles, I don't think that there's another place that God could have done his greatest works on me. So, you know, I guess that'll be the first time that I ever say, you know, amazing about,
amazing,
you know, where I am. But yeah, I think that, Jesse, you call out, you know, you call out the evil that is in this world by calling people out of their darkness and out of their thoughts. And, that's all we really can do,
yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of emotion. I'm Black. And,
she Black.
You know, she is Black. And it's so funny because there is so much emotion in our culture,
yeah.
if that is even what you want to call it, if you call it culture. But there's just so much emotion. We're willing to laugh and huff and puff and get angry and pretend like we're angry when we're really not. Like, Tony doesn't care about the unemployment rate. He doesn't even, I mean, I can't speak for him, but I doubt he cares about his next. Yeah, I doubt he cares about next door neighbor, the person that's literally right beside him. They probably share the same, you know, electrical panel. They probably share, you know, the same power coming in from the electrical company. And I'm not saying that they're sharing power like in nefariously. I'm saying that it comes from the same power pole.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, we pretend in our culture, and we have all these people that are acting like they really care about us, but they really don't. They really want us to keep this really low baseline for our lives and be like, poor is me, so that they can be the hero. And it's just not real.
Yeah,
you don't have to. People don't. The Black culture doesn't need a hero. We are our own men and women.
Yeah.
We can feed our families. We can, you know, do things without committing a bunch of crimes and going to jail. We can live without having a bunch of girls getting pregnant at, you know, 15, looking at 32-year-old men hanging out at the high schools. Like, we don't have to live like this.
Yeah. I got to run, Mimi. Amazing call. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesse. It's always a pleasure.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right. Amazing. Thank you. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super
Chats.
Eric explained his Super Chat about when men, quoting Jesse, when men marry women, their father-in-law is the devil, JLP. That was a quote from you, actually. And
from yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that means that women's daddy is Satan.
Oh.
And so your father.
Absolutely.
Not your physical father.
Not your physical father. The spiritual father.
Yep.
The evil one. Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting.
Now it makes sense. Thank you. Absolutely.
Insta power. Is Jesse Black, white? Is it love or hate? Positive or negative? God or the devil? God will always prevail. Heart emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
A quick break. Right. 2 more hours to go. What a mess. I tried to let Tony at least talk to Mimi. It did not work. My bad. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. We'll be right back.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old world over here. So-called federal workers not working, and they're missing their paychecks because of the shutdown. Thanks, Democrats. And the Ukraine mess. Another attack from Russia. Sweet. I guess it's not sweet. But anyway, in the hostage release drama, the bodies of these late hostages are being more turned over and ID'd. Turned over by Hamas, being ID'd by Israel. Drama ongoing from that. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of October, A.D. 2025. The lines are full, okay? The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to more of your Super Chats and more great stories, all right? And by the way, today is Wednesday. That means after JLP is Hake and then Anchor Baby, and then you get an hour off, I think, and then Punchy TV live today, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV, all right? We'll schedule that nice little event for you guys to join us live for 1 hour on Punchy TV. So cool. And then you can podcast tomorrow. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports more than a million federal so-called workers missing paychecks as the government shutdown stretches into its third week. I feel like it should be into more than its third week because 21 days seems like that's already 3 weeks. So would that mean it's going into its fourth week? But maybe I was told wrong the number of days it's been. I don't know. Some workers are still being paid and some are stuck in limbo. Some may be fired. And some may not get any compensation whatsoever. Interesting stuff. And the Ukraine. Russia launched an air attack on Ukraine today, killing at least 6 people. Whoa. Causing power outages across much of the country. Explosions jolted the Ukrainian capital of Kiev, K-I-E-V, but the liberals want to spell it K-Y-I-V, which I guess is the Ukrainian spelling, to kiss up to the Ukrainians. And I kiss up to the Ukrainians too, but I don't know. Anyway, it also damaged residential areas. Russia once again targeting energy facilities to wipe out heat and water for Ukrainians as they head into winter. Ooh. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow has become less interested in diplomacy now that the United States has refused to provide Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles, so claims Zelensky, who argues that Ukraine's ability to strike deep into Russian territory might be the key to forcing President Vladimir Putin to consider a peace deal. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, he said he would meet with Putin in the coming weeks, but he announced Tuesday the meeting is off because it could be a quote-unquote waste of time. Nice. I didn't know that Trump was the one who canceled it. Sweet. I like that because Trump is unpredictable. All right. Nice. Sweet. Anyway, the hostage release stuff, you know. Israel has identified the bodies of 2 more hostages handed over by Hamas as a U.S. delegation is working to reinforce a fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. Among the remains returned to Israel Tuesday was the body of 85-year-old Ari, A-R-Y-E, pardon my butchering of his name, Zalmanovic, whatever. Sorry. The oldest hostage taken by Hamas following the attacks on October 7th, 2023 AD. Also, Tuesday, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. They met several recently freed hostages, or at least a few, in Tel Aviv. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel as well, partly to help ensure that Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu remains committed to that ceasefire. So, nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. Hour 2. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. No biblical question yet, but I did give it an assignment for a week during the fellowship. The assignment was let it pass through. Whatever you feel or think, let it pass. Let it pass through you and see what happens. For 1 week only, see what happens. Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to catch up with the Super Chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. What a mess! A battle between good and evil. Right versus wrong. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I mentioned how instead of complaining about what the Great White Hope is doing, Donald Trump is doing to make America great again, you better be grateful. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They had a king rally last weekend. Several king rallies were happening. They called Trump king. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. And right now, he is rounding up the illegal aliens. In your own country, he's looking out for you, and you're mad. What kind of sense does that make? When it is, you've been so accustomed to mama running the house, and there's never been any real correction made in the home with the mama there, right? Daddy is home. And now you're mad at daddy for cleaning up the house. Your own country. KTLA's report. This is from KTLA 5. A federal agent and a person who was allegedly in the United States illegally was struck by gunfire during an immigration raid in South Central on Thursday morning. Watch this from CBS LA.
It's very dangerous right now.
Gunfire shattered the stillness in South Los Angeles Tuesday morning, leaving a deputy U.S. marshal injured, a man in custody, and a community deeply shaken.
Richard, call me here.
Pierre Rojas is a TikTok journalist who says he saw his friend, who goes by Richard L.A. on TikTok, being taken away by federal immigration officials.
The federal agents go to Richard, and I got take it, Richard.
Rojas recorded video of the tail end of the arrest. The Department of Homeland Security tells us federal officers from ICE and the U.S. Marshals were tracking a man with undocumented status who had previously escaped custody as part of a targeted enforcement stop. DHS says when they tried to arrest him after pulling him over in a standard law enforcement procedure, the man used his car as a weapon, ramming law enforcement vehicles in an attempt to flee, saying officers followed training and fired defensive shots after fearing for their safety. In the midst of it all, a bullet ricocheted, striking a U.S. Marshal in the hand.
Richard, no open the door, and the federal agents, hey, open the door, no open the door, and I take that shot.
Amazing, huh? Did you ever imagine one day that we would vote for a man to run our country, and he would literally work hard to make it better, and you get mad? Not all of you, not most of you. You're mad about the man, Donald Trump, doing his job. Amazing, huh? People, there are some people who even suggested that that you get a gun. Why would anybody make that kind of suggestion? And I believe he was saying that the illegals should get a gun in America. And that's what the Second Amendment is for. The Second Amendment is not for criminals. What the? And if you break the law to come here, you're a criminal. No matter how you got it, you can call it asylum if you want. They told you to say that. And do you think that's bad? I told you that women were created to lead. I mean, to follow and not to lead. Women were created to follow and not to lead. Here's a perfect example of that from WCPO, Cincinnati Police Chief Teresa Thiege, I believe, has been placed on administration leave pending an investigation by the city into her performance and leadership. Watch this from X.
Chief Thiege has been on the force for more than 30 years and was the first woman to be sworn in as chief. Last week, Mayor Aftab Pureval told me his confidence in the chief has changed due to the ongoing violence in the city. And there is a press conference tomorrow, and actually just getting now word from the city as I'm looking at this. The city manager Long has placed Chief Thiege on paid administrative leave due to ongoing investigation. I'm going to go on to read a part of this statement that we just got. It says the city continues to face serious public safety challenges that underscores the need for stability at the command level. Therefore, I've named Assistant Chief Adam Henney as interim police chief. Our focus remains on maintaining stability within the department and ensuring the highest standards of service to our residents.
Amazing, huh? If the children are not going to listen to the mother in the home, why do you think they're going to listen to the mother outside the home? Why? Why do you think it's going to change if they put them in charge outside of the home? Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. The authority is in the man. It's not in the woman. And you're not going to change God's order just because you don't like it. Why? Why? And it's not a bad thing that women were not created to lead, they were created to follow. It's the order. And those ladies who are overcoming the fallen state, they had no problem It's not even up for a debate. It's not even up for thinking about. They're not trying to lead. And they love being who they really are. They love it. No struggles, no worries, no jealousy, no trying to lead, nothing, just free. One other quick one, then I get back to your calls and super chats here. I want to know, should this female lose her job too? You just heard the Cincinnati police so-called chief. What you doing call a woman a chief? What the? That don't even sound right. It's like calling a woman an executive. She's an executive person. A business woman who is an executive. What the? I want my country back, but it's not coming back. I'm saying I wanted it back, but I know it's not coming back. It's done. Fox 32 is reporting of a video that users on social media says shows a school teacher in Chicago marking the death of Charlie Kirk at a protest. I never imagined that one day I would see a school teacher out marking the death of anyone. Remember when I was in high school or in school period, school teacher was so respectable. They were so polite and adult-like. And you never imagined that a school teacher would be out celebrating the death of anyone. Watch this from Fox 32.
Hey!
They say that's a school teacher.
Hey! You ever heard of Ozempic, you fat
The caption reads, "The woman is mocking Charlie Kirk's death." That lady from the video is Lucy Martinez. She's a teacher in a Chicago school.
And so after
depicting
that,
this woman, like, for our podcast listeners, this woman's just making this motion of like a bullet going through her neck.
And so, and then Monday morning, she going back to school and say, "Good morning, kids." Miss Liz is here, whatever her name is. I don't know what her name is. This is not the American way. Good morning, kids. I'm your teacher for this week. I am Lucy Martinez. When do you say, "Oh, I had an amazing weekend this week. I went to a protest and I marked the shooting of Charlie." This is not America. That's why we should not have foreigners in our country like this, in our government, in our schools, in our businesses. Let me go to South Africa and talk to Timby out of South Mommy Africa. Timby, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Timby.
Cool. You crack me up when you say Mommy Africa.
Mommy Africa.
Anyway, Jesse, I just wanted to firstly say thank you so much for everything that you have done. It really has helped me listening to your radio show as well as listening to the fellowship. It's really, really helped me a lot. And I find that now that I've been seeking the truth, I've become very like single-minded.
Yeah.
I'm making decisions very clearly. And speaking of that, well, I kind of actually had two questions, but there's one very important one that I think I'll get to first. And I wanted to ask you what if you think I made the right decision. I just wanted some guidance on this. But as I said, since I've been working on myself, one of the things that has become very apparent and clear to me is that, I mean, I'm 30 years old. I don't really see a reason why I should be, you know, close, quote unquote, to my parents or things like that. But there was a situation, or let's say there is a situation where my parents are in a position where they have illnesses and things like that, right? So, and I visit them sometimes when I can. I do have a fiance and I have a child, so I have a life. But when I do go and visit them, I do, right, when I can. But I think it was about 2 weeks back when I went to visit. My father is in a situation where, you know, he can't really get up and stuff. So my mother has to do a lot of the things at home. And prior to, let's say, 4 months back, he was working and things like that. But now it seems as though my mother's doing everything. And I don't know, he was just kind of telling me that, oh, you don't come often at home. You should, when you can, come home so that your mother can take a break and that you do, like, some of the stuff that she's doing. And in my mind, I was like, I don't know, that just seems so wrong to me. That just didn't make any sense. And I told him, I was like, my first priority is my family. Because he was like, family is family. And he was talking about him and my mother and, you know. But to me, it was just so clear that what he's saying is wrong, because how can I go, like, it's, I don't know, it's not my responsibility, is it? So I don't know. I told him that I don't want to, I mean, I do come visit when I can, but I told him I don't want to feel pressured into doing something, because I realized doing that almost makes me not want to do it. It almost makes me resentful in a way. I don't know. But I don't know. Did I make the right decision? Did I speak up in the right way? Because at the same time as I did that, I immediately had the thoughts that were piling up in my mind saying, oh, how could you? This is your father. This is your mother, kind of thing. But on the other hand, I do also see that that was what I was supposed to do, and I spoke up in that instance.
And your question is what?
So my question is, I don't know, was I wrong for what I said?
The fact that you don't want to do it, you should not be doing it. You felt resentful because he would put that kind of pressure on you. That's not love. And so you should just be clear. You know, I have my own family. I can't do that. And you and mama need to take care of yourself. It's not my responsibility. Why not just be straight up with him? Because if you do it and you don't want to do it, you're doing it out of force and not out of love. So why not just be clear with him about that?
Yeah, well, I did speak up about it, but I guess...
Why are you doubting it then?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, I guess I'm doubting. Yeah, I know. I guess I'm doubting.
Why are you doubting? What's the question?
I mean, I guess it's because, like, I was raised in a way where I wasn't raised in a situation where I'm supposed to detach myself like that. But because I've been working on myself, now I see what the right way is. But, I mean, talking to you now, I'm seeing
that. So if you see what the right way is, why are you doubting it?
I guess I'm listening to those thoughts.
You are. You got angry, and now you went right back into darkness of your imagination, and you're doubting. If you didn't get angry, you could speak up without being angry. But you said that you became resentful when your father put that on you like that. And the moment you became resentful, you went back into the darkness of your imagination. Now you doubt everything. Why don't
That's
you learn
true, but-
to speak up without being angry? There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry.
Yeah, but why is that hard to do?
What?
Like speaking out without anger. Because what happens is that...
It's not hard to do. You just won't do it. You prefer the thrill of being angry than to speak up. Because there's no thrill when you don't have emotions. And human beings love thrills. They would do, like that guy said, he was a according to the report. He said, I wasn't trying to rape the woman. I was trying to kill the woman. She would have liked to choke her out. Human beings love thrills. so-called good thrills or bad thrills, but they love thrills.
Yeah.
So stop loving the thrills. Then you can speak up without being angry.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I definitely got angry. That's true.
Yeah, because you wanted a thrill. You wanted to feel something.
But when I felt what I felt, I was aware that I felt it, but I spoke up anyway. I didn't do it unconsciously, if you know what I mean. Like, it's almost like I couldn't help myself.
Right.
But I spoke up anyway. But I am aware that it brought up, or let me say, I had the thought and then it brought up that anger because I believed the thought. But when I was in that emotion, when I was speaking to him, I was aware that I'm feeling that way.
You are not responsible for your parents. You have your own life to live. You didn't sign an agreement that, okay, y'all make me. I'm going to stay around and take care of you the rest of your life. Your parents are supposed to take care of themselves, and they're supposed to prepare a life for when they get older. They won't become a burden to the children. You have to go and live your life. And if you want to help, you will, without feeling like obligated to do that. You're not obligated to them at all.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I have been doing. But when he said that, it almost seems like what I'm doing is not enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's never going to be enough because as long as they can control you, enough is never enough.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm just going to continue to work on myself.
Of course. Don't stop working on yourself. So you can wake up completely, have a clear mind in all things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Didn't you know that you're my hero? Anything else?
Can I just quickly ask one more question, actually?
Yeah, real fast because of time.
Yeah, this might sound like a silly question. Am I wrong for, and I almost already know the answer, but I want to ask it anyway. Am I wrong for, I have one child now, am I wrong for not giving her siblings or not having the intention to give her siblings? Is that wrong?
Am I wrong for trying to be all that I can be? Why you only want one child? It's not about giving her siblings. It's about why, if you're not going to want any children, why get married?
Because in the position that I'm in now, it seems like this is what I can handle.
What do you
mean?
Like,
I don't want to, as in, I don't just want to have more children for the sake of having more.
Are you married?
Yes. Well, I have a fiancé and we're going to get married.
And so he's not able to take care of you and his children?
Well, he is.
So then why are you worried? What do you mean by more than you can handle?
I don't know. Well, let me say, I'm not opposed to having more children, but I don't know. I think that was a dumb question, as I said at the beginning.
And what was dumb about the question?
Because I think I know I shouldn't plan to or not plan to have more children.
Right.
But yeah.
But I know
that's true.
What's your confusion? What you said that the man that you're about to marry, he's the father to the child, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll get married. He can take care of this family, right?
Yes.
So why is that even a question in your mind? Why is that a question?
I don't know. It was definitely I don't know why I asked that, to be honest. Because I do know that I shouldn't plan to
have children.
I thought
you had a clear mind.
Well, evidently I don't.
Because that, I mean, you get married because you want a family, you want children, right? But if you don't want children, yeah, then you don't need to get married. There's no reason to be married except to make babies. And if you don't want babies, but if you're going to get married and you're married a man that you know can take care of you and his children, I don't know why that's a question to you.
Are you supposed to have lots of children?
You're supposed to have them till you can't have them no more.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, I am.
Well, just stay with that and practice being present. Are you afraid to have children or something? Are you what is it? Are you afraid you won't be able to what with the children?
I mean, I'm working on myself now, right, for myself, but also because I see, I mean, even listening to you and hearing the things that you've been saying about how the mother imposes her will and things like that. So even though I'm working on myself for myself, I'm also aware that it's going to impact my child and or children if I should have more children. So I don't know, in my mind it just doesn't make sense to make more if I'm already in a position.
But if you're working on yourself, why are you listening to those thoughts telling you that you're going to do that? All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Why would you believe thoughts? You're working on yourself, so you're overcoming evil. And if you stay with it, you'll be led by the truth, which is love. And you'll only pass love onto the children rather than hate. All mothers hate the children until they truly return to God.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense.
What the? Stay out of those thoughts. You believe in them.
Yeah.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll stay out of my thoughts.
All right, let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
One last quick question. Do you trust the man that you're about to marry?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, well, relax and work on yourself and let truth take care of you.
Okay. Yes, I'll do that. I'll continue with the silent prayer. But it's not an easy... Man, I wish I could come to the fellowship. I really believe one day I will. But it's not an easy thing. The task is simple, but it's like a continuous, you know, daily task.
Stay with it, though, anyway.
Yeah.
And it will become easier. Stay with it. Going through hell is not easy in the beginning, but if you stay with it, it's going to be easier to go through hell.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is going through hell by facing the false self.
Yep. Oh, it's hell over here.
It's in you.
Yep.
All right. Okay, I got to run. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Fuego says, how do I remain holy while living in super woke and evil Portland, Oregon?
Presumably. Because the Portland is in you. Overcome the Portland in you, and you'll be fine. Amazing.
Nice answer. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, calling it dating perpetuates the lie, says Eric with 5.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't quite know what that means, but thank you.
Thank you, Eric. It probably refers to a call from yesterday. But anyway, we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. What a mess! Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. I knew about your plans to make me blue. Heard it through the grapevine. Amazing. Couple announcements. Number one, I do personal shout outs for you anywhere in the world. Birthday shout outs, congratulations shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversary shout out, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, I will do it for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. For your shout out, personal shout outs. Amazing, huh? And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk ins. You decide. And be patient, because everybody and their mama want counseling. And you may only need one, two at best. Some people like follow-up anyway, right? Follow-ups anyway. But we have the best counseling service. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND to set up an appointment and be patient. If they're going to get you in as soon as possible. And if we get you in, let's say you have a later date and someone cancel or reschedule, they'll let you know next in line. All right? And like these videos, all of our videos, like them. Hit like right now as I'm speaking. I hear the light button going off. What the? Thank you. I do appreciate it. And the end of the year is coming up. Make sure you donate to BOND, my nonprofit. It's tax deductible. You can write it off. And at the same time, you're helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. You can mail it in. Make and check a money order out to BOND, PO Box, and mail it to PO Box 35090, LA, California, 90035. All right, PO Box 35090, LA, California, 90035. And last but not least, you can hear that RS, I can't see it. I think it's some type of, oh, there it is. Scan the QR code. Amazing, huh? I'm black and slow, but I get it eventually. Scan the QR code to support BOND. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Let me catch up with a few more of the super chat names. Super, super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/ JLP Talk, Eric with yet five more coffees, praying to God is believing something's missing. You can't be present believing something's missing. All that's missing is God's presence, says Eric.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Very nice.
I am nobody, bought a coffee. If my child's father isn't around permanently because of his anger and putting her in danger, is it possible another man can bring her to God, like a grandfather, uncle, stepfather, or even just growing up watching you, her growing up watching you? Can you tell me the possibilities? And if maybe since I let go of anger and hate, I'm working on myself every day, it will happen on its own? I have seen God himself raising her as I let go of anger and just do my earthly job as her earthly mother. She will be turning one in November.
Well, you just asked your own question.
But no stepfathers.
Huh?
I said no stepfathers.
Yeah, no stepfather. Don't look for another man to do it. You dropped your anger, return to the Father, and the Spirit of truth will work through you. You don't need a man for that. What? No man can help another woman find God. They can't save you. They can be the light, so you can see by the light if they truly are of the light. But no one can save you, ladies. You got to see that you're angry and know that anger is evil. Go and forgive your mother and your father. Do the silent prayer and stay present. Instead of lost in your head thinking about what has happened, what will happen, the past or the future, all that mess. Stay present. And the Father will work through you in the same way he will work through a man. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, nobody.
I wish you well with that.
Grooving Mastiff, five coffees. Every time I think I'm overcoming something special, quote unquote, I hear the callers on the show and it reminds me over and over again, I'm overcoming the exact same things as everyone else and there are no new problems under the sun. God bless and have an awesome day.
Thank you. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. That's amazing.
John, thank you for the support. No message.
Thank you, John. Thank you for helping us to help others.
A-L-L, wonderful Wednesday, wonderful day, wonderful world.
Oh, what a wonderful day. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Cuckoo Jiao, when and how were you rescued from hell on earth?
By a minute, I needed to be rescued. Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Zoe donated 111 gold pills over on pilled.net.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zoe. Nikki's asking, and why is it easier for people to point out the world's chaos than the blindness in their own hearts?
Because people are very judgmental. They love the thrill of judging. It's a thrill to hate your fellow. God said to pray for your fellow man, right? But there's no thrill in praying, so they got to hate. They got to judge, and that's why. Amazing.
Eugene, good morning, Jesse and crew. Were those,
morning, Eugene.
Were those masked men in California? And are you allowed to have a gun in California? If that was in Georgia, homeowner would have shot them. Thank you, Jesse. I think that's referring to a home invasion type of situation or that. What, I don't know what you're referring to. Is that the Halloween masks at the door? I'm not sure.
I have no idea what you're referring to. Make that a little clearer.
Oh, the masked men, the Halloween. I know for sure it's the Halloween masks. Yesterday, in the beginning of the third hour, you covered all these stories.
Uh-huh.
And these guys in Halloween masks were knocking on the, pounding on the door, let us in. And then they went around back into the backyard, tore down the fence and gate and all kinds of stuff. You don't remember? Oh, shoot. I just asked a black man if he remembers.
I know. Never asked a black man, if you remember. I do now remember the masked man at the Halloween. They're trying to make somebody open the door. The black woman open her home up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't open it, but
right.
They...
Right. They're trying to make her do it. They're like, let me in, according to the report.
That was ABC News. Police yeah. were searching for the people, and that was in Virginia.
And so what's the question about it?
Was it in California? Do people allowed to have guns in California, and if it was in Georgia, the homeowner might have shot the intruders. They did intrude.
Well, in California, it's difficult to own a gun nowadays. Yeah. Really,
you defend yourself, you get in trouble.
Right, So it's a mess. Thank you.
Eric Five Coffees, here's a recommendation for a biblical question. Quote, in the present moment, what's happening in you? Unquote.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah.
Lori, I'm doing the is it necessary assignment.
Oh, good.
From the ladies' women's forum.
Right on.
Mentioned last Friday.
So the announcement, the assignment for the ladies' forum, and those ladies' forums every third Thursday night of the month, amazing, is to say, I feel the pain. Is it necessary? Is it necessary? Don't answer the question. Just ask. I feel the pain. You know that emotional, those stabs, emotional stabs. Is it necessary? Stay with it. I can't wait until next month's meeting. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori says, doing that assignment, it works because it puts me right back into the present. The truth is hidden when I'm unconscious. Thank you, she says.
Right on. Stay with it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. What a mess. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Mays.
I have three questions for you.
All right.
Which one do I want to go to first? Britney Spears and Wendy Williams. What's the difference between the two of them?
Who?
Britney Spears and Wendy Williams. What's the difference between the two of them?
Wendy Williams is a TV lady. She had a TV show at one time?
Yes.
And then Brandy is a singer, right?
Yes.
So one is black, one is white, one is a singer, and one was a TV host.
Okay, and what else do they have in common? They both have problems.
They have VJs.
They have problems, right?
They have what?
Problems.
I don't know.
They have the same problem.
Why are you laughing?
That's what I said. I know alarm going to go off, and I don't care what people think about me, you know? And you know that. So if those two women can have the same
problem.
I'm feeling lightheaded.
Why?
Probably. Somebody needs to let me
know. Why did you say that word?
What?
Anyway.
It's too early for this.
What word?
You figured that one out real quick. I'm so hard on it.
But, and so your point, what point are you trying to make about those two ladies?
They have the same problem.
What's the same problem?
They mentally.
Oh.
Ill. Yeah, they got the same problem.
I don't know that because
I don't think that Wendy Williams is that way. I think Wendy Williams has a severe, like a brain injury or brain disease or something.
I haven't seen Wendy in so many.
I think they did put her in like one of those wards, and she wanted out of that ward. So Maze might be right, but I feel like Wendy Williams' problem is more physical, and Britney's is more spiritual, driven her crazy.
They having the same problem. Parents, they families got to take over their estates because.
What was the name of the Oh, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Oh, that's the one that her father took her.
Yeah, like Britney Spears is legitimately.
Those two people.
Cuckoo.
One black and if we can look at those two people, one black and one white.
Okay.
Why
go
are
ahead.
They?
All right.
Why are they? Go ahead, Mae.
Why are they letting us see the two of them? You know, they show both of them, but when it comes to crime, they only show one crime of the black people.
What's the one crime they only show?
Excuse me.
What?
And make people afraid. Now nobody was afraid of those two women.
Mae, what's the one crime they only show?
Black people committing crimes. Nobody else is black people.
You don't see white people committing crimes?
I see them doing it, but I don't see it on the evening news.
Well, how you see it then if it ain't on the news?
They are sponging it so you can't see it, and that's why
you're saying. But how do you see it on the news if it's not on the news?
See it on the news.
You say you see it, but it's not on the news?
If you live around it, that's how you see it. Not the news. You don't need the news and if you live around it to know about it. Some things don't make it to the evening news.
I don't understand what you said. You said that they only have one crime. They show one crime. That's the blacks. And
yes.
I asked you, have you ever seen?
Day in and day out.
You haven't seen white crime, and you say, "Yeah, I've seen it, but it's not on the news." How have you seen it then, if it's not on the news?
Everything don't make it to the news, Jesse.
But how are you seeing it?
How are you seeing it?
Yeah.
How
are you seeing the white crime if it's not on the news?
You explain that one to me. I don't know.
Well, you're the one said you see it. How are you seeing it if it's not in the news?
Well, you can be in a store and you can see somebody getting arrested for stealing, but it don't make it to the evening news.
So you see white people being arrested in the stores for stealing?
All the time. All the time.
But it's not on the news?
You can see people stealing white-collar crimes. You don't see that on the evening news.
So you see white people stealing in the store all the time?
I sure do. I saw one the other day.
You see white people stealing?
I don't. They're just going to turn them in. But it's not my business. I mind my business. I just see them do it.
Amazing.
But I know it's amazing. But anyway, and so we got special black people. We all don't look the same, and we don't think the same. But I'm still want my second question is you. Tell me.
What's a special black person?
When it comes to who built America? Or are they talking about? Explain to me.
Maze, what's a special black person? You say y'all got special black people.
We do have special black people.
What's a special black people?
They have people thinking for them.
What?
And they can't think for themselves.
Oh,
and they
special like, meaning that they can't think for themselves?
Yes.
Yeah, most blacks are like that.
And they want to be like other people?
Yeah, most blacks are not able to think for themselves.
They're here to be like other people.
I agree with you that most blacks are not able to think for themselves.
I didn't say most. I say some.
No, most.
But I'm saying especially black people. Now, they think, and when I hear some of them say...
And the media would hide black crime before they would hide white crime.
Oh, yeah, right. If you say so.
No, it's true.
Mm-hmm. If you say so.
No,
but anyway,
it's true, Maze.
My second question is, when it comes to people saying, we build America... What do they mean? Explain it.
They mean that...
Basically building buildings, or are you talking about feeling, putting it together? What are they saying when they say we build America?
I don't know.
Well, it should be explained. Because
right.
Inquiring man...
Next time I hear someone say that, I'll ask them, what do they mean by that?
So we can understand.
Right. No, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah. And so my last one is, can you hate because you want to, or do you have to love because you want to?
You can't do either one.
Explain it.
You can't. Human beings are incapable of hating or love. It's the God that you serve. If you're angry, your God is Satan himself, and you only have hate. But once you admit that you're evil and you go and forgive, God will forgive you, and he will become your God, and then you... His love is working through you to love others. We are not capable of loving or hating.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish people would understand that and leave other people alone. It's not bothering them.
Why does that bother you that other people don't understand that?
Because they don't believe in God.
But why does that bother you, though?
And they don't believe in God. They believe in man.
Why does that bother you, though?
And you're not doing his will.
Maze.
What?
Why are you concerned about other people believing God or not?
Because they're using them as a.
But what that have to do with you, though? Why are you concerned?
Because I'm listening to them and they're talking to other people.
Why are you bothered about what other people think?
Because when they're talking about people, they don't understand themselves. That's why I ask questions.
But if you are bothered by what other people say, think, or feel, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
So if you believe in God, how are you bothered about what the world does?
Well, what the world does, if I'm in the world, I have to be bothered about what the world is doing if it's using my tax dollars to do it with.
But why don't you overcome the world so you're not bothered by it?
Somebody needs to stop those that don't understand what's going
on. Why don't you overcome the world so you're not bothered by what other people do, think,
or overcome something that I'm in.
What?
I can't overcome something that I'm in.
God said you can.
When?
Is God lying?
If you follow his law.
So God said that you can overcome the world. Why are you saying you can't?
You can be in the world and not of it.
Maze.
You don't have to participate
in it. God said that you can overcome the world. Why are you saying that you can't?
Some people can't. They want to be.
Maze. Huh? God said that you can overcome the world. Why are you saying that you can't?
I say, if you believe in God, you do. Because you don't worry about
you said you can't overcome the world. I said, God said you can. Why are you saying that you can't?
Because if you're not doing godly things, that means you can't.
Maze, why are you saying you, Maze, cannot overcome the world?
Because I didn't say I can't overcome it. Because I'm not in with the people that's in this world that's doing wrong.
Why don't you overcome it?
Because I don't participate with them.
Why don't you overcome the world?
Because I don't have to do what other people do. Because God gave me.
No, why don't you overcome the world?
Because his law, if you follow his law, you are overcoming the world.
But you said you're not. You said you can't. You said Mays out of Dayton, Ohio cannot because, overcome the world. Why can't you overcome it?
Because why can't I overcome it? Yeah. Because I'm abide by his law.
But you're not if you can't overcome the world.
You overcome the world if you love your enemy.
Mays.
Overcome it.
Slow down for a minute.
I asked you a question.
Why can't you overcome the world? You said you can't.
Because I live in this world. That's why.
But God said you can't overcome it while you live in it. Why can't you? Why don't you believe him?
Why do I believe him? It's not me not believing him. It's the people that's
But
that's
you said that you cannot overcome it.
I'm in it with them. So I don't have to
listen. I got to run. Call me again.
I don't have to be like them. That's why I say I want to hate you, but I can't.
May, call me again.
What'd you say?
Call me again. I got to run.
Well, no, you don't have to run. You're running. But I have my last question for you.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Amazing. Let me go to Thomas out of Arizona. Thomas, you're on the air. Oh, hold on, Thomas. My bad. I didn't hit the thing yet. Thomas, you're on the air.
Yeah. What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Thomas.
All is well. All right, yeah. I'm responding to your question earlier about why don't people understand what you understand or see what you see. All right, well,
what I see. I was trying to ask the question, why is it that for 4-8 years longer than that, we had Obama and Joe Biden running our country, and it just drove it into the ground. Nothing was working. We finally got a man, Donald Trump, in the White House that is making things start to work again for the good. Why is it that there are people who can't see that? Why is that?
They can't see that, Jesse, because they don't want to see that.
Yeah.
That's the only logical explanation for that whole thing. Because I've sat and noticed the same thing and I noticed why there's two different like if you look at that people that are Democrats and then the ones that are conservatives, right? They have two different they see life through two different lenses. One sees a life through a tainted lens, and the other side sees life through, you know, a clearer lens. And I think that tainted lens that they see it through is most of the stuff that you talk about, like, you know, all these people that hold on to all these resentments in their life, and they don't know how to let all that stuff go, so they become bitter people. And then plus a lot of it has to do also with because God's in control of everything, right? So he pretty much controls who can see what and who can't. Just like in the scriptures, it says the truth is a spirit. You can't see truth unless you have that true spirit on you. And a lot of these people, and it says in the book of Romans that there's vessels made for honor and to dishonor. So you know, God says that he made people to do disruption and some of them to do good. That's just the way the world is. They'll never understand things you understand. They'll never see things the way you see. They'll never see the things the way you see them.
Yeah.
And the same goes with me.
Thank you, Thomas. Check I gotta take a break. Manhood Hour is coming up. Hate news now. Back in a moment.
Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order.
Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world, but there's some cleanup by our greatest president, Trump. Trump may compensate himself by with damages wrought upon him and anybody who really supports him by the DOJ. You know how the DOJ, the Biden Obama DOJ, Department of So-Called Justice, was wronging our greatest president Trump and many others? And he may use the compensation, the damages, for charity or White House renovation. Pretty nice, huh? Cleaning up the mess. And Tropical Storm Melissa down in the Northern Caribbean. Let's see. North, south, over that way, I think, probably east-ish, right? May become a hurricane. Watch out for Melissa. Nice. A storm named after a woman, as it's supposed to be. Shout out, ladies, and shout out, storms. And trifling people may not paying their car payments. It reminds me of the trifling people who wouldn't pay their house payments. Remember the housing bubble? Apparently, there's a car bubble. So our car price is going to... Oh, yeah, the value of your car going to just drop into nothing like they did to the houses back in the 2007-2008 housing crisis. Thanks, Bill Clinton, making out saying every black needs to own a home, so we're going to give them these subprime loans. And the banks are like, huh, okay. And then they don't pay their payments. Sounds like the same thing happening with the cars. Good thing Trump is in charge. He handles crises better than W or Obama or Biden or Kamala. Anyway, New Delhi, the world's Delhi, right? I guess. I don't know. Not Delhi like sandwich. World's most polluted city. Horrible air. Crazy. And on a United Airlines flight, 140 people on there aboard. Last week, a mysterious object cracked a cockpit window. Did you hear about that? Good thing it wasn't Anchor Baby flying, although he would have handled it really well, forcing an emergency landing. An investigation underway, but the object believed to be a weather balloon. Not a satellite, space deniers. A weather balloon. Huh. Operated by a private company to collect atmospheric data. You're not looking at the data. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October, AD 2025. And let's see how the line's looking. There's one line open you can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, for Manhood Hour, coming right up on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Nice. Again, Punchy TV happening this afternoon. After Hake, after Anchor Baby, Punchy TV. Nice. President Trump said Tuesday, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, that he could be, quote unquote, could be, seeking $230 million from his own Justice Department, making the Justice Department just again. Nice. Maja, making America just again. As compensation for past investigations into him, these phony investigations into our greatest President Trump. Give me a break. Quote, all I know is they would owe me a lot of money, stated Trump. But I'm not looking for money, Trump stated in the Oval Office, adding he'd give away the money to charity or use it to renovate the White House, making it even whiter on the inside. Though many of the details are unclear, Trump acknowledged the unprecedented nature of the situation, which he could be potentially paying myself damages, he said, to resolve the claims that the Justice Department under his predecessor or predecessors, Biden and Obama, had wronged him. Quote, it's awfully strange to be making a decision where I'm paying myself, unquote, Trump said. A settlement to Trump would come from taxpayer funds. Imagine that. They wasted taxpayer funds to go after taxpayers, and now they're having to use taxpayer funds to compensate taxpayers. Terrible. That's why crime doesn't pay, at least doesn't help. Tropical Storm Melissa could strengthen into a hurricane by the weekend, potentially slam the Northern Caribbean, or Caribbean if you prefer. With heavy rain, strong winds, meteorologists, that's weathermen, have warned of the potential of significant flooding and dangerous mudslides across parts of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. So watch out. Jamaica is under tropical storm watch. Puerto Rico more likely to experience effects in the coming days. James Hake.
man to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Manhood Hour is coming up right now. It is the third hour on Wednesday. Already, again. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And no biblical question. There was an assignment for this week, for 1 week that we gave during the fellowship. Let it pass through. Those thoughts, those emotions that you get, those thrills, those stabs, emotional stabs that you get. Let them pass through for 1 week and see what happens. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you're a school teacher and you're out at some protest and you're doing this sign of shooting Charlie Kirk, or if you're dressing up as an ICE agent because you're trying to prevent ICE from doing its job, picking up and arresting the illegal aliens, or you're fighting for or against abortion, or you're taking the man's children to school because you don't want to stay home and raise them, there's no thrill in that. You can steal a podcast, or you're just working out or walking or whatever. You can listen to the show on your phone. You can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, and it's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, last hour, is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male who turned to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and yikes. Lead the way.
Tonight, this 23-year-old man is in jail accused of trying to rape and strangle a woman on a trail in Orange County.
Okay, what if I got him to apologize and promise to behave?
After only 48 hours in police custody, Judge Elaine Barber let Tillman out.
If I get any inkling that you have violated the conditions of pretrial release, you will be arrested on a no-bond warrant. You'll be put right back in jail, and you will not get out. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
You promise to behave?
Was the judge bound by some type of law to release this defendant?
No, Lawrence. The judge was not bound by any type of law.
And Tillman was in court this morning for his hearing, and the judge denied him bond. That's because he violated a no-contact order with a witness in this case.
Jack, you promised that you would behave yourself.
What a mess. Thank you, Anchor Baby. What a mess, huh? Hell on earth inside a human being. You don't have to be afraid to die, because if you have not overcome anger / resentment, judging, thinking, and all that, you're already in hell. You're already in hell. So you don't have to worry about dying and going to hell. You're in hell already. But fret not. You can overcome. You can literally have perfect peace right here on earth. As I said in the first hour today, and if you miss it, make sure you podcast it. You can have perfect peace right now, but you got to completely let go of your psychological and emotional state of being. You got to let go, period, really. And then the truth will take over, and it will do the work for you. I want you to really, for those who want to change, most people don't want. They love their misery, so it's not for you. They love their hell. They love their fears and their jealousies and their stripes. And they roam the earth to see who they can hurt because they love the thrill of it. But most men and women, there are other men and women who are not in love with that anymore. You don't have to be that way anymore. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to be you anymore. But you got to see this and then let go, because you can't change it. You got to completely let go and let the truth work on your behalf. And I promise you that if you let go, by realizing of yourself you can do nothing, you cannot change anything about you, and you let go, the truth will work on you. It will do it for you. It will do it for you. It will change everything about you. But most people don't trust that truth. They trust thoughts and emotions and ideas and plans and evil. They trust that. They trust just reading the Bible and getting ideas about God and never knowing God. And then they say, well, I'm only human. We're not perfect. I can't have perfect peace, they say. You can have perfect peace. So do what you want, but for those men and women around the world who are tired of living in fear and doubt and loneliness and worry and unhappiness, angry, emotional, stressed, HDD, HDTTD, LGBTQ, whatever. If you're really fed up with living in that darkness, let go. From this day forward, never call yourself anything else. Overcome all identities. Have none. Zero identities, so that you can be free. But in order to become free, you must allow yourself to go through hell of dying from these false identities. Psychologically and emotional death. You must die from all your identities, men and women. You got to go through hell in order to reach heaven right here on earth. You must go through hell in order to reach heaven right here on earth. And only the truth can do you that for you. It will take you through hell and destroy the illusion of hell and give you heaven. So here's what I recommend. I want to play the if poem for you. And I encourage you, men and women who want to overcome, and you can if you want to, but you got to let go. You got to feel the pain of hell, and don't call it you. And men and women, I want you to listen to this. Then I take your call and your super chats. if you do this, I promise you, on the other side, you will have perfect peace. And you will have an amazing life right here on earth. You don't have to wait till you die and people lie and say how wonderful you were. I want you to listen to this closely. And I highly suggest do what you want. You do what it says. This is If from RuPaul. What's his name?
Rudyard Kipling.
Rudyard Kipling. Watch this.
If by Rudyard Kipling.
Listen to the words.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That's so deep. It's so deep, I don't know what to tell you, except that it's true. But you gotta let that happen. Whatever wants to happen to the ego, let it happen so you can do the if. Men and women. And that, he's the president, the great white hope here, so they show you that in the president. But this is in your everyday, daily life. If you can endure all those things, and you can, don't hold anything against anyone. Pray for them rather than getting angry at them. If you got to stop hanging out with them, stop hanging out with them, but don't be mad. They know not what they do. They're lost. They're asleep, and they can't see. When people talk about you and try to hurt you, when your husband or your wife want to leave, let them leave. What's wrong with you that you're hurt because someone don't want to be with you? And if you're hurting, just know that something is wrong with you. It's wrong to hurt. There's something wrong in you that's hurting. It's not you. You got to be willing to drop this ego nature of thoughts and emotions. And I know the world have taught you that, oh, that's so important. You got to feel something. You got to feel good or feel bad. Good is good and bad is bad. They set you up from the day you were born. All people have to go through this. You got to return to the Father. There is an order to life, whether you accept it or not. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. The other way is not going to work. Even with the greatest of intention to try to make that work, it will not work. Because the truth is not going to change this order just because you don't want to hear it. It's not going to change for you. It's not like human being. You keep, but Mama, can I go out and play? No. Wash the dishes first. Mama, can I go out and play? No. You got to clean up. And then eventually Mama said, well, all right, clean up when you come back. Go ahead. Truth is not going to do that for you. It's going to stay and you follow it. It's not going to make way for you in that way at all. Anyway, you got to do what it says if you want the prize. You must forgive men and women of all ages, all races, and all colors. Rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Until you forgive, drop the anger, you will never know peace at all. And life will be a struggle, psychologically and emotionally. Then you go to a psychiatrist or a counselor, and they'll give you medication because they're lost too. And now you high as a kite without knowing what's going on, still miserable. It's up to you. And I want you to know that the pain you feel is in you, and the world has nothing to do with it. They have nothing to do with it at all. They have nothing to do with your fears and your doubts and your loneliness and your worry and your anger, your fear, your resentment. It's in you. Why not overcome it? Stop blaming others for the way you feel. It's neither black nor white, nor Jewish, nor Gentile, nothing. Not male or female. It's good versus evil. So I recommend you, as a man, a male, or a female, take control of your own world. Take control of your own world. You are the world. But you got to have control of it before you can know what it's like to be in control of your own world. And you can know that. You're not stuck. There is a way out. And the people who are acting out in the world, that's what's happening inside of them. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with this or that. That's in their world. And what they're acting out is what's happening on the inside of them. It's all evil. Human beings, human nature is no good. There's nothing good in human beings at all, not one. The wickedness of human beings is mind-blowing. You don't even know the dark depth of how evil human beings can be. And they get a thrill because evil is their God. The president is doing what he can to make America great again. He's cleaning up the house that was destroyed by prior presidents and so-called leaders of this country and of the world, but especially of this country. And the evil ones are doing all they can do to prevent that from happening because inwardly their world is screwed up. An example of that are from X. And these are adults acting like crazy people. Grown adults. Protesters dressed up as ICE. Grown adult protesters dressed up like lice agents. Rolled around on the U.S. Constitution at Seattle. No keen protest. Watch this from X. These are adults.
Yeah, as Jesse described, it's people dressed up as ICE agents, but they're wearing little bug heads, so they're like lice agents.
They're rolling around on the Constitution. These are little children because they have no understanding. Christ knew that too when he was around teaching. Even his own mother, even his own followers, the people who followed him, they were like little children, 80, 90 years old, 30, 40, 60, 70. He knew that they didn't understand. They were asleep, and they did not understand what he was talking about. He knew one day they would when he rose again. The Spirit would make it clear as to what was really going on. But he knew that, like these people rolling around, trying to prevent the president from protecting the citizens of this country, they're like little children. They know not what they do. Grown adults. And the men are worse than the women. You would think they would be out there saying, hey, ladies, cut it out. Go sit down. Stop acting out. But they're acting like mama. They have identified with evil. You, and only you, men and women, male or female, are responsible for you. And you don't have to be you anymore. There's a way out. I promise you that. This is ridiculous, but they can't see. Don't be mad at them. You don't accept it nor reject it. Just don't. They can't see. Forgive them. They cannot see. Grown people are acting that way. Amazing, huh? Fox News is reporting two teenagers who are linked to the beating of a former Doge staffer, better known as Big Ball, but his real name is Edward Kornstein in Washington, D.C., are now facing federal charges. Watch this.
On August 3rd of 2025, at about 2:53 a.m. Sunday morning, at the U Street corridor and 14th Street, which is a very popular hangout, Ethan Levine, a 22-year-old, and several of his friends were standing outside a Sunoco gas station. They were approached by a large group of teens, individuals who confronted them and began to assault them. Today, we are announcing that Lawrence Cotton Powell, who is 19 years of age, along with Anthony Taylor, who is 18 years of age, are now charged with assaulting Levine. The group then, they walked in the direction of where another crime occurred within minutes. Edward Kornstein, a 19-year-old Doge person, was walking a young woman to her car. Approximately 10 suspects approached him, and as they did, he pushed the young woman into the car. And he was protecting her from the group before he was then attacked by multiple suspects.
Amazing, huh? That's inside of them. That's what they're doing in their side, their own world, if this story is true. They're attacking others, and all for the thrill of it. It's all for the thrill. It's all for the thrill. Human beings hate human beings because it's a feeling. It's a thrill to hate. And they judge, and then they laugh. And it's not them. They are asleep. They laugh. There is an order to life. God and Christ. Christ and man. Man over woman. This is hell on earth. There's no such thing as heroes. Hero is just another idea in your mind to set you up to put someone else in charge of your life. My producer gave me this blueprint of life for men my and I saw this. I'm like, what the? Let me see that from the image from X. You have that there? I mean,
the order of God?
Yeah, the order of God.
Right here, God. You see at the top Christ, and it says there the biblical order of the family. Then goes the husband, protects the family, leads the family. Then goes the wife, who teaches, nurtures, and comforts. And the child, who loves the parents and honors the parents.
But the wife is not the teacher, the nurse, and the comforter. That's not true. And secondly, where is God over Christ? They don't show the Father, they're just showing the Son. God over Christ, Christ over man, man over woman, and the women over children, getting her direction from the man as he gets his from Christ, as he gets his from God. This fish is all messed up. This must be a DEI thing. What the?
God's assumed, right?
What?
God's assumed, right?
What?
God is assumed.
What does that mean?
I'm assuming God is already here in this image.
Where is God in that?
In our hearts.
Where is God in that picture, though? God is the one that leads Jesus. If it wasn't for God, there would be no Jesus. What the? Amazing. That must be a DEI thing. A liberal DEI, that. Amazing. Let me go to New York and talk to Nisi out of New York. Nisi. You are on the air.
Hello?
Nisi?
Yes.
You are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Are you a first-time caller, Nisi?
No, I've called you before.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know, I watch some of your clips off and on, and there's quite a few people, as you so-called, say they're running. They're not running. Some people just don't like talking to idiots. When you talk to an idiot or a fool, you don't get across to them. So that's why those people be leaving your show.
Oh, you mean the people who are like under Father State and they run?
No, they're not. Yes. They're not running.
So why do they leave before the conversation is over?
Because, Jesse, you're an idiot.
And what's an idiot about me? I may be. What's an idiot about
me? You ask people questions. You don't let them answer the way they want to answer. If they don't answer it how you want them to answer it, you talk over them. I'll be watching you.
I don't have a specific way I want them to answer. Can you give me an example of what you mean?
You know just what I mean, Jesse.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Okay. Somebody will tell you, if you ask them a certain question and they say, well, I'm not going to answer that because that doesn't make sense. No, you keep asking them the same question.
Oh, and I, you mean. I got you. I know. For example, do you love white people?
Jesse, don't ask me that question. You asked me that the last time.
Do you love white people?
Answer my question. Do you love black people?
Yes. Do you love white people?
No, good for you.
Do you love white people?
Some of them, yes.
Do you love white people?
I said some of them.
How can you love some but not all? That doesn't work. Hold on, Nisa. Don't hang up. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Strike Up on Pure.net. I'll be back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. The Hake Report coming up at the top of the hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, he white. And after that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1. The American Anchor Baby. Sometimes he may go over. But at least you start at 11 for most of the time. And then a brand new episode of the FallenStates.tv. An amazing conversation. Oh, my bad. At 2 p.m. after the American Anchor Baby. At 2 p.m. Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. You don't want to miss that. 2 p.m. Pacific time. 4 p.m. Central time. 5 p.m. Eastern time. You don't want to miss Punchy's TV. It's every Wednesday. Amazing. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An amazing conversation with Jimmy Dole. He is a stand-up comedian, political commentator, and the host of the Jimmy Dole Show. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
So do you love God?
If a gun to my head, I would say yes.
You need a gun to your head to say that?
You already did it. You already got me cornered.
Have you ever done a show and nobody laughed?
Yes.
What'd that feel like?
Feels like just another day.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I think they should just shut up.
I do too.
This isn't the hot seat? Holy s***.
Oh, like, I'm supposed to understand that, James. If I read on my paper here, how am I understand what you write?
He's writing, like, phonetically. how to say it.
Jeff. What? You don't know how to say it?
Oh, Jimmy Dore.
Oh. I'm saying Dole. Jimmy Dore? Right? Dole.
Yeah.
But it's Dore.
Like Bob Dole. No, but it's Jimmy
and
Dore.
And then he write it out, it's Jimmy Dore. And I'm like, how am I supposed to
like he just rewrote his last name in capitals.
Right.
But he already mis-said it the first time.
I know, Jimmy Dore. I said it the first time? Oh, I said it perfectly. Thank you, Derek. Egg in your face, James. Jimmy Dore. You don't want to miss it. You can become a member of the Fallen State and support us that way right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals. .com. Thank you in advance, all right? Amazing! Let me go back to Niecy out of New York. Niecy, you said that I asked if you love white people. You said some of them. Do you love black people?
Yes, I love black people.
Do you love some or all blacks?
Some.
So how is it possible to love some people, but not all people? How is that possible? How do you make that work?
Because I love people who love me, who do right by me. If you're not doing right by me, I could love you from a distance, but I don't love you where I will have you in my space. There are some people that...
But how do I know I understand that, but how do you love
Jesse.
One, but Jesse. Not all. I mean, how do you separate? How do you do that?
You do it.
No, I love all people. Are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
Oh, and are you Allahu Abba?
It doesn't matter what I am. I'm a human being.
Do you love God?
Yes, I do.
And does God love you?
Yes, he does.
And does God love all people? Does God love all people or some people?
Didn't God destroy people that disobeyed him?
No, evil destroyed them.
Yes, he did.
But let me ask you, Niecy. Does God love all people or some people?
As far as the Bible, he loves all people. And all of us are his children.
And so why don't you love all people?
I'm not God.
What does that mean?
That's what I said. I'm not God. But let me ask you something, Jesse.
You're his daughter, right?
Excuse me. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
I seen a video about your, how can I put it?
888-7753-773. I got to move a little faster. Let me go to John out of Houston, Texas. John, I've been waiting a long time. John, you are on the air.
Morning, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, John.
Hey, I want to ask you a question about the if poem.
Yes.
This says here it's a literary example of Victorian era Stoicism. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I know. I've heard of Stoicism. I don't know much about the Victorian era, but it sounds like they assigned a name to. The philosophy he was espousing, the wisdom that he was espousing, and they assigned a name to it. I don't know if he put that name on it. But yeah, that's
okay. Stoic
means that you put a stone face, you're not up or down type of thing. And a lot of people want to be Stoics. It's just an idea.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy, it's an idea, it's a way of. It's a mindset that people have.
Thank you, John.
All right. I have another question.
Okay. Real fast.
About the actual poem. That was just a little warm-up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Because of time.
Okay. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, what is that?
Don't identify with it. Let's say that you, John, want to become the next president. Or you want to be a doctor, or you want to be this. Do it without making it your God.
And then if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. I like that part. That's easy.
Are you able to do that?
That's easy, yeah.
Right on.
And then one more is, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, what does that mean?
Keep it simple. Don't get puffed up. Don't get angry. Just be whole. Be one.
Nice.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Let me go to Tay out of Asia. Tay, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Tay.
Yeah, what's up?
All How is you doing? Well.
Me too. All right, so I got a question for you about the fallen state, like with God. So, like, is it possible or impossible for me to sin after I have been reborn again by the Spirit of my Heavenly Father?
Well, the only sin that you've ever committed is your unwillingness to forgive. There is no other sin that you can do. The sin is playing God.
Wow.
When you play God by judging yourself and other people, then you're sinning because you are playing God. You think you know right from wrong. There is no other sin.
Hmm. So, like, you know how Paul has said the things he wants to do, he can't do, and the things he doesn't want to do, he does?
Right.
And that's the result of the fallen state, right?
Yeah, he realized it wasn't him, it's not him, but something else was operating through him. And that's what sin is. It's the evil in the heart of human beings, and evil is operating through them. It's not the person themselves.
Right, okay. So, like, let's say if I was having sex out of wedlock, right, isn't that a sin?
No.
I mean, so that's not a sin. It's me being angry.
Right. You're using the woman to escape reality. Why did you think it was a sin? Because of time, I'm gonna really have to rush you. But why did you think it was a sin?
You said it was me being angry, and I made the woman my God, which is a sin.
Yeah. Why did you think it was a sin to have sex out of wedlock?
Because that's what was in the Bible, ain't it?
No.
Can you clarify?
Yeah, it's not in the Bible.
No, seriously, though, what you mean by that? How it says, like, we shouldn't do that because we turn away from God and it'll cause our life to go in another direction.
But
God's hand won't be over our life, right?
But it's the reason why you do it. You make the woman your God, like make a drug dealer your God. And so you use the woman to escape the reality that you lost from God. Oh, you're playing God.
Okay.
I can't really talk right now because of time. Can you call me again?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Tay. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
What's going on?
All is well.
Well, shoot. Question I got for you, Jesse. You know what? You know with the budget, Republicans saying it's the Democrats saying it's Republicans. How would you find out the truth? I already know the Democrats are being dishonest, but how would you tell somebody how to find the truth out? Because you got so much mess in the air. How you discern it? You know what I'm asking?
So you're asking how you find out the truth about the budget? How much?
Or anything, you know, because, you know, the media's putting all their junk out. Democrats saying all their junk, you know, and the Republicans saying all the things.
But
they're saying, you know.
Because of time, you're asking me, the Democrats say the budget is this. The Republicans say the budget is that. You ask, how do you know what the real truth is? You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
So what do you do then?
Nothing.
Have a wait to see attitude.
Right. Have a wait to see and just live your life and not let your life be based on what the government does or does not do, because the government is run by people who are lost as well.
You're never going to get the truth from
the government or the media or anyone else.
You know, too, just on the same note, you hear people screaming, oh, I ain't getting paid, blah, 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 blah. But I say, you know what I say, if nothing else, use this lesson to better your finances. Because we should have 3 to 6 months of living expenses anyway. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
Well, people need to use this lesson to take back their own life and not rely on somebody else to take care of them.
I tell you, man, we have... I can say with the black community, you know how everybody, like I said, everybody built this nation, Jesse. And when blacks like come in and say, you know, we built this nation, I said, no, We believe in too much socialism, man, because look, one thing I love about capitalism, Jesse, it allows you to choose. If you want to be poor, it allows you to be poor. You just want enough money to live comfortably, allows that. If you want to be rich, capitalism allows all that.
Yeah.
But socialism don't allow that, man. Socialism is just something that they get all the people that have the resources, put them in the front line, and when their resources run out, everybody else run out.
Well, you know, socialism and communism is about control. And nowadays, people have been trained to let somebody else control them, to take care of them. So, and there are people who, because they're lost, they love controlling someone else so they can feel good about themselves. But, Ray, I got to run, man. Thank you.
No problem, Justin. Love you. Thanks for taking my call. Love you, brother. Keep bringing the truth home.
I will. You too, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Pistachio Jones, in response to your assignment this week,
yes.
Let it pass through.
Let it pass through.
Sometimes it's hard, Mr. Peterson. Sad emoji. Forlorn.
Well, just stay with it. That's fine that it's hard. Don't mind it. Don't complain about it. And let it happen. Let it be difficult. Eventually, it will be easier and easier and easier. Thank you.
Malkuth X. To this day, when I hear the if poem,
yes,
Satan says, if a frog had a glass... He wouldn't have, would he break it?
That's right. Thank you. Amazing.
Cuckoo GL, when and how should we help or not help others?
Never. Just live your life and have a way to see and let the light guide you, and you will see when and how in the right way. It'll be amazing. So don't have your own ideas about helping people, all right? Thank you.
Homesteader Nick with a Rumble rant. J.C. Lee Peterson on Rumble. Thank you, JLP.
You got to know how to Rumble.
He said, started watching this show about 6 months ago, struggling with something horrible that happened to my son years ago. I couldn't let it go and was very angry. You helped me let go of a lot, says Nick.
Drop the anger and drop the thoughts about it. You'll be free just like that. Stop thinking about it. Forgive. Whatever happened, the person could not help themselves. They were asleep. They were lost. So forgive. Amazing. Thank you.
And Hannes bought a coffee. Thank you for everything, Jesse. The assignments you give are amazing. Asking, I know I feel this thing, but is it necessary? Works wonders, says he.
And these assignments are there to, are encouraged to help keep you present. And not in your head, but to remember to be present. Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. Jasmine Crockett on The Fallen State.
I would love to have Jasmine Cricket on the show. If you know how to get her on, let me know. Producer at Jesse Lee Peterson at thefallenstate.tv. Producer at thefallenstate.tv. Let the producer know. Thank you.
And shout out to the supporters on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Greenwall, Misty, Cactus Eater Bear, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of those supporters over there, as well as the Rumble crew and the YouTube supporters. Thanks, y'all. And that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Nice. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Aaron out of...
Hello?
Out of Maryland. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
All is well, Aaron.
Nice. I wanted to call and ask you, how did you know your anger was taken away from you?
Because I don't have it anymore in me.
That's pretty simple. How can you know, you're not worried about it coming up or anything? You don't think about that at all, I guess.
Once the spirit, those dark spirits are taken away from you, it's impossible to worry about anything.
Mm. Okay.
Have you overcome your anger?
No, it's still in me.
Why don't you drop it?
I don't know how... the most I do is whenever something happens and then I sense frustration in me, mm-hmm. I just ignore it. And then I just deal with whatever's in front of me. But it still pops up for random things sometimes that I never even knew would frustrate me.
Well, if it does, just don't ignore it. Be aware of it. Go about your day. Don't take it out on the people that you want to be mad at. It's not them that's doing that. It's in you. Your hurt, your anger, your lostness is inside of you. And just notice it and do nothing about it. Don't yell at the people. Don't blame them. Don't say to them, you made me feel this way, because they have nothing to do with what's inside of you. And just be aware of it, and the awareness which destroys the dark spirits.
Okay.
And don't call it you. It's not you at all.
No, I haven't called anything in me anymore. Yeah. Just for a conversation. This is the last time I called you. I've still been doing that. I just haven't been calling anything I see me.
Yeah.
I'm just going through it.
Yeah.
And experience. It's painful sometimes, to the point where sometimes it's hard to focus on things, but I just let it do what it's got to do and keep doing what I got to do.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And that's the way to do it. Just be aware of it, but go about your day being aware of what's going on inside of you, but don't call it you.
And it's always there, but it's just sometimes I'm unconscious to it. It's still there. Even when it's not, I guess, whenever the thing that happens that makes it arise, it's still in there, but I'm just unconscious to it when I'm doing other things, I guess.
And that's why if somebody attack you or something happened and it makes you feel that way, just realize you were unconscious and you didn't realize you still had that spirit was still inside of you. But again, don't call it you. Don't blame them. Don't say, you made me mad. You made me feel good. You made, and those false identity will have to leave your body. And then when things happen the same kind of way happen, you won't be moved by it because it wouldn't be in you.
Okay. I'll just know then. I'll be always watching myself, and I'll know that that's not in me.
Right.
Eventually.
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't, it's going to try to force you to call it you. It's going to force you to say, that person made you mad, or that person made you glad, or that person, or you did this, and now you're mad, blah, blah, blah. Those are voices of evil, not of you.
So when you just said earlier, you're saying that's not in me, that's because you're watching right now.
Well, eventually it won't even be in you. You won't have to think about that, watch that at all. It'll be other things you will have to overcome, but not that.
Okay. Okay.
All right, man.
I understand. Thank you.
Stay with it.
I will.
Yeah, just stay with it. Don't stop no matter what. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I'm sticking with it. It's painful, but I'm just in it. I'm just going through it.
Right. And you're right. You feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body, and you're not the pain, and you're not the thoughts.
It gets less, though. It continues to get less, but the thing is, if I think about it getting less, then the next time it's more painful.
That's right.
It's like more. So all of it just turns back into not thinking about it, seeing it, and then just continue to go through it. Without even thinking about going through it.
All thoughts are all lies, all the time about anything.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
I'm
coming out to the men's forum if it's happening, Lord willing, and then I'll come to church too.
Right on. The first Thursday of the month.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be down there for that.
Right on.
If I make it, I don't know what's up with these planes. It's scary, but whatever.
Okay. What a mess. Thank you, Aaron.
All right.
Bye.
No problem. Bye.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Walking Ross goes, hopped over. This is on Rumble with a Rumble rant. Hopped over from YouTube to Rumble to say hello to our Rumble family.
Hey, Rumble. Good morning. Thanks for your support. Amazing.
And Kevin on YouTube. I know we can find a way.
I know we can find a way. Standing up. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Wow. I am so out of time now. What the? And I tried to move fast. You can't say I didn't move the calls a little faster. I try to do it every day and get a little better with it, right? But listen, let go and let the truth work for you. Stop getting in the way. It'll take care of you. I promise you that. Drop your anger. Forgive so you can be forgiven. That's the first order of truth. To love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and the truth will work for you. And forgive those who try to hurt you. Pray for them. They're lost. They can't help it. And they get the thrill of trying to hurt others. Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/silent prayer. And practice staying present rather than lost in darkness of your head, your imagination. All right, the hate report coming up now. And then the American Anchor Baby. And then Punchy's TV today. And the Fall Estate on Friday. Have a good day. Thank you for your support, for helping us to help others at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. Take care, folks. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Huh. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful.